The appearance of daffodils, cherry blossoms, and seasonal allergies means that spring is finally in full swing. One of the first vegetables to make an appearance this season is green garlic. This ramp-like stalk is garlic's earliest and mildest incarnation. But it's not long before green garlic's tender leaves turn into woody stems, so now's the time to enjoy this spring treat. Chef Jacques Gauthier of the restaurant Palo Santo in Park Slope, Brooklyn, grows green garlic on his rooftop. He's here to talk about planting, growing, and using it for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome back to WNYC, Jacques.
Well, thank you very much.
So what is green garlic, and how does it differ from garlic scapes?
They both come from the same plant, but the green garlic are the leaves, whereas the scape is the shoot that will have a flower on the end.
And they're from the same type of garlic, hardneck garlic?
Yes, hardneck garlic is just later. That comes in the fall, but it's all from the same plant.
So this is immature garlic, basically.
Exactly.
And for that reason, it's got a milder taste.
People are listening, not smelling, but the whole studio now smells like this green garlic I brought in. So I wouldn't say that it's very, very mild, but it's not as sweet and not as earthy.
Right. I love garlic for that sweetness, that earthiness, for that punch. So why lighten it up with green garlic?
Has different uses. And also with the green garlic, I think that you can use more of it because it's not quite as pungent and spicy. It's more of an aromatic herb.
So how do you use it at your restaurant?
We make a few different sauces with it. Like chimichurri is a South American green sauce that's chopped up very fine with other herbs. Another thing that we do with it now when it's really young and tender like these that I brought in is just grill it or a little olive oil, salt and pepper and put it on the plancha and sear it and then serve it as a garnish or as a vegetable.
Now, it looks very much like scallions. Should I only use the white part, or can I go a little bit into the green?
Oh, I think you could use all of it.
All of it,
but
okay.
With scallions also, we use all of the scallions. We use the green part and the white part. You know, growing this stuff on our rooftop, it's a lot of work, and so we make sure that everything is really cherished, and we use every single part of it.
So you grow it on your rooftop. Tell me how I can grow it on my rooftop. Is it easy to grow?
It's very easy to grow. It doesn't even require watering or anything like that.
Really?
It actually grows over the winter. So we plant them after the first frost in the fall, and then we don't bother with them until the springtime. And then in the springtime, they just come up on their own, and then we pick them.
So when you're talking about planting them, you mean just regular hardneck garlic cloves is
sure.
What you're planting?
Exactly. Just get a head of garlic, break up the cloves, don't peel them or anything, and then plant them. You can see that they've got, you can imagine how they grow. You want to make sure that you're not planting them upside down. Plant them with the root side down and the sprout side up, just as they are when they're in the head of garlic.
Right. That little sprout that starts to come up when it's sat too long in my refrigerator, that one should be pointing up.
That one should be planted also.
Yeah, that's right. Not eaten. What else are you growing on your roof right now? What's coming up?
Oh, we've got some of the perennial herbs are coming up. So we have oregano, savory, chives, and other herbs like that. And we're now, you know, harvesting those and mixing them all together to make our chimichurri.
Are you doing any microgreens?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Those are just starting now. We actually have that on the menu this week, the rooftop greens. So we make an entire salad out of rooftop greens. It's not a very large portion, but it's all...
I was going to say, yeah, microgreens, micro portion.
Oh, yeah.
Jacques Gauthier is the chef and owner of Palo Santo, a Caribbean and South American-influenced restaurant in Park Slope, Brooklyn. Thanks for coming in today, chef.
Well, thank you so much.
To learn more and to get a recipe for chimichurri sauce with green garlic, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food. Check that out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.